Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Ups and Downs for Rampage. But before we get anywhere, I want to talk about Danhausen, because some people are like, man, I don't get Danhausen. I don't understand the Danhausen character. Like, does he have powers or doesn't he have powers? All you gotta do is watch the show. Sometimes he tries to curse people, and then you can observe their reactions and decide for yourself whether it worked. Because on tonight's episode of AEW Friday Funtime, something went horrendously wrong. But we shall talk about that when we talk about it. Obviously, what else would make sense? And yes, another episode of AEW Rampage is in the books. But does it deserve to be praised? Or should we pull our pants down and crap over it? I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. Let's just up those doubts. Dustin Rhodes versus Lance Archer was our first show on Rampage, and even though we had that big video on Dynamite, I did not think this was gonna go the way that it went. Dan Lambert is still hanging out with Lance Archer, even though we've never really explained that, and this started so nuts because Lance walked out with a victim over his shoulder. So he was just backstage and he thought, you know what, I'd like to murder someone, you'll do. So we killed him. There was also so much madness before the bell, but this made me laugh because we had all this fighting on the outside and eventually we got in the ring just in order to start fighting on the outside again. I mean, Dustin went for a cannonball and completely missed, which when Archer just lit up on him, to the point Dustin Rhodes was bleeding from his ear. You see, I just pointed to my ear in case you thought it was there or something. And even the commentators were like, do you know how hard it is to get blood from an ear? And they're totally correct. He also bit Dustin Rhodes' fingers because Lance Archer is not a well human being. And that was basically the story for a small part of this. Archer had an answer for everything, which sounds like some kind of YouTube show for kids. Dustin was able to hit the crossroads, but Archer kicked out at two. And if you were really quiet, you could hear the internet melting down. And actually, when he went for the blackout, Dustin Rhodes was able to slip out of that, which is when we were made very aware, oh no, look at the turnbuckle. Lance Archer exposed that earlier. I wonder if it's going to come into play. So of course, Lance went to use it. Dustin Rhodes reversed it when he was able to hit a variation of the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. And yeah, Lance Archer was pinned, Dustin Rhodes beat him, and I was a little bit surprised. So this was all right. I mean, I don't think you need to go out of your way to see it, but what I really enjoyed was Excalibur on commentary, because he was all like, oh no, Lance Archer had a really good record going into this, but now that he has defeated, he's gonna go rambling down the rankings. I just enjoy that. It feels like sports. We're clearly setting something up too, because afterwards, Lance Archer went back to the destruction and he started to beat up a bunch of people from Dustin Rhodes' wrestling school. He also grabbed Dustin and chucked him through a table. So keep your eye on this, because it is going to develop. Had an interview with Jay Lethal afterwards, who told us he wasn't happy because his AEW record has been blemished by Adam Cole and Ricky Starks, both who had to cheat to beat him. I was like, Jay, your first match was against Sammy Guevara, and you lost that too clean. Still, that didn't fit into his argument, so he didn't want to bring it up. But he did say there must be a better way to go about all this, teasing maybe a change of character, or teasing maybe that he's about to go bad guy. And I actually think that makes all the sense in the world, because he's come through the door, he is quite a well-varied performer. So let's start having some fun with this. Oddly, this then ran into another promo when Fuego del Sol came into the ring and actually said, House of Black, you bunch of goobers, I want to fight you right now. And if I had had Fiego's number, I would have rang him up and I'd be like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Because obviously the lights went out and then we got three spotlights on Buddy Matthews, Malakai Black and Brody King. And they proceeded to absolutely wreck him. I mean, he got kneed in the face and he got hit with this Fire Thunder Driver. And that's what I did. I went, ha, 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 ha. Like I was some kind of mob boss because I couldn't believe it. As they were leaving as well, they bumped into the Dark Order. But Malakai Black was like, nah, leave these fools. We'll deal with them later. And even though this was the strangest way to set up a feud, the House of Black are so damn cool. So they have to stop being heels, or at least have to stop pretending that anyone's going to boo them. I look at them, and just by their visual aesthetic alone, I'm like, man, I want to be your friend. So all of this did come out of nowhere, and it wasn't the best way to build up a new program. But again, it's the House of Black. I'm basically in love with them, so I'm giving it up. We then did go straight into another promo, though, because Dan Lambert, Scorpio Sky, and Ethan Page were here. And Dan Lambert still has the second TNT title, so I'm going to have to presume he went and got it washed. The whole point of this, though, was to let us know that Scorpio Sky does not want to do the TNT Open Challenge anymore. So from now on, if you do want a shot, you gotta earn it. And look, I do totally understand how Rampage works. If you only got 60 minutes, you need to fit in there as much as possible. But from the Jay Lethal thing, to the Fuego del Sol thing, to this, it was just a bit like, man, here's some darts, and we're gonna throw them at your head, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to miss them. And none of it was bad, not at all, but I think you could have taken this and placed it somewhere else. So I'm gonna give it a damn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The rest of the Dark Order were then in a match, though, because Allen Angels and Ten were teaming up to take on Red Dragon. Now, of course, this was a sure bet. Everybody knew who was going to win, but it was a really solid match, and it was a way to remind you that Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish not only are probably about to go after the tag team champions, but that we really should be impressed with Bob. I mean, here he is wrestling when a few years ago he used to live in a sea. Angels did get this great hot tag though, and he was like channeling the energy of John Silver because he was busting out cross bodies, he was busting out enziguris, he was busting out leg lariats. Really was quite impressive. Sadly, Red Dragon had a plan though, because they were basically like, if that Schmo 10 is going to walk around with a mask, what we're going to do is we're going to like grab it and twist it round his face. And I was like, yeah, if you do that, you're going to create some nonsense. And it also basically allowed them to hit the high-low. They followed it up with chasing the dragon. They did get the 1-2-3, and that is another win for them. Red Dragon doubled down on this too straight away because they started to beat up the Dark Order, which is when, of course, the Jurassic Express came out to try and make the save. But this is when Adam Cole became like a comedy villain. He snuck out, he saw the physical tag team championships, and he picked them up and he ran off. So now between them, they have essentially stolen 50% of the gold. So we are building to a lot here, which let's face it, is just a good idea. Up. Quick promo reminding us that Nyla Rose and Thunder Rosa right now don't like each other. And yes, that stuff on Dynamite was a little bit strange, but we kept it so much simpler here and I thought it worked very well. Because Nyla was having a match against Maddie Rankowski, who was trained by Thunder Rosa, and in around about 22 seconds, she hit the Beast Bomb, 1, 2, 3, and you were reminded, oh yeah, Nyla Rosa is a powerhouse, Thunder Rosa in trouble. That just makes all the sense in the world, because having Rose as the first challenger does make you go, how will Thunder Rosa overcome this obstacle? And also before this match, Chris Jericho, who was on commentary, gave Nyla Rose the Sports Entertainer of the Week award. So that's just a round of applause right there. Please keep it going up. And there were more awards, because QT Marshall was then here to give a certificate of accomplishment to Hook. I mean, what a sentence that is, and it quite literally went like this. Aaron Solo was in the ring holding the award. Hook came out, he took Aaron Solo's head, he smashed it into the glass, and he just left as the audience watched him and swooned. This is when, of course, Danhausen came out to try and curse him, so I was having a good time, but his magical powers didn't work, because Hook is made of, like, I don't know, love steel or something like that. Danhausen was properly perturbed. So don't you ever come in my house and moan about Danhausen, and don't moan about Hook. I love these kind of characters. I love how different they are, and I'm giving it up. Even though, yes, it was totally ludicrous. It was then main event time, but before that, we did get a little bit of information about the Owen Hart tournament. Because on Wednesday's Dynamite, the Bunny is going to be in a qualifying match against a brand new AEW signee. Everybody start guessing. I'm going with Ember Moon. Otherwise, though, it was Swerve Strickland versus Ricky Starks. And once again, I am just going to give it a round of applause. I love this match. I love these guys. They did great. I mean, they just wrestled to begin with, doing all these wrist locks and arm locks and everything like that, before Swerve hit one of the most beautiful drop kicks you've ever seen in your life. And I ran to a mirror and I looked at myself and I said, yep, I am less attractive than that. Starks had this entourage too that was just hanging out at the top of the stage with a big banner, and honestly, we should make that a thing. And after he had beaten up Swerve for a little while, Strickland hit his comeback switch, and this was kind of ridiculous. Because he hit this knee strike, some clotheslines, this elbow to the back of the head, and a flatliner where he got so high, I thought he was going to end up on the moon. Then when he saw that Ricky Starks was on the outside, he gave him a running off the apron, shooting star press thingamajig. It was so damn good. Starks was also realizing, man, none of my offense is working here. What shall I do? So he started going for the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. But when that failed, he took Swerve, make sure he got him to the outside. When Powerhouse Hobbs waylaid this guy so hard, I thought Swerve's brain was going to come out of his head. I mean, it honestly was like being hit by a truck, and this is when they got him back in the ring. Ricky Starks hit the Rochambeau, and he got the 1, 2, 3, but I bet you were like me, wiggling your finger. How dare you do it? This was all a big setup, though, because then we had this great aftermath, because those Ricky Starks fans with the big banner, they came to ringside, when all of a sudden, one of them went flying through it, and the camera turned around, and staring now within the tear was Keith Lee, and let me tell you, that boy was pissed. He then started flicking away everyone else like there were pieces of paper when Ricky Starks and Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee and Powerhouse Hobbs all started to fight. So now we've set up that tag team match. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very, very excited. So once again, Rampage just does its thing. I do admit a little of the segments were like, I don't really understand what's going on, but you certainly wouldn't call them bad. And I am giving it up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.